Yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. I'm Combo Breaker 99, and I've been on the grind again, man. So it's been a minute. You know, of course, I didn't get a chance to do an episode on schedule, but I'm going to drop one tonight for y'all. In this episode, man, just want to talk about the women's fights coming up this weekend. Of course, tonight, you know, a few hours, actually an hour from now, you know, I'm going to check this fight out. This fight card on Bellator 245, got a couple featherweight women's fights coming up. So I want to talk about those real quick before I put this show out. And UFC fight night tomorrow, you know, we got four women's fights coming up. So, you know, I just want to go down the list of fights and just talk a little bit about them and give you my picks real quick. But yeah, been a little busy. Got an interview I just did. You know, I'm going to put that episode out on Sunday for y'all. You know, I got another interview with a fighter on the Invicta card coming up. So I got that for y'all coming up. So yeah, man, just real quick, man, like I said, got some women's MMA flood going on over here tonight. We got Leslie Smith versus Amanda Bell, solid featherweight card. Kat Zingano, Gabby Holloway, both of these fighters. Well, as you know, Gabby, she's been out for a minute. You know, she's been out of the game for a minute, but Kat, she's been out for almost 2 years too. So it's going to be an interesting fight, you know, but jumping back up to Leslie Smith versus Amanda Bell, this one's a tough one to call. You know, Leslie Smith, she is one of my favorite fighters. You know, I've been watching her since the beginning of, you know, since I started watching women's MMA. And, you know, she's up there now. She's, you know, 38. You know, she's been in some wars. She's fought the best fighters. So, you know, I've always kind of been a fan of her fighting style and, you know, just the heart she's always shown, you know. So, going into this fight, I feel like, you know, she could still kind of, you know, bang. You know, I think she could still bang with somebody like Amanda Bell. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, it's going to be a fight where she has to show some IQ and experience. You know, Amanda Bell, a few years younger, about five, six years younger, you know, she got hands as well. Because if I remember correctly, they fought on the same card. Leslie Smith, she lost to Arlene Blinko. And Amanda Bell, she lost to Janae Harding. Janae Harding, you know, I thought that was a solid fight, too, you know, with Amanda Bell. But, you know, Amanda Bell, like I said, she got hands. She was able to stop Janae Harding. So going into this one, I think Leslie Smith, she shouldn't really stand in there and bang. So she's definitely going to have to show some experience and, you know, be a little bit more of a counterpuncher and use a ground game in this fight. So for me, I'm going for Leslie Smith in this fight. You know, that's my pick. I feel like she can pull out a decision win in this one, you know, with some smart fighting. And just showcasing her experience and skill. As far as the Kat Zingano fight, this was actually tough to call. You know, I think a lot of people feel like Gabby Holloway is going to be fed to Kat Zingano. But you got to remember, Kat Zingano, she's 38. And Gabby Holloway is 30. She's been out of the game for 3 years. You know, she was 27 to 30. But she's still a young fighter. You know, Gabby Holloway is still a young fighter. But that depends on what she's been doing on you know, doing outside of the octagon since, you know, this long layoff, you know. So when you look at somebody like Gabby Holloway, you got to factor that in. But, you know, somebody like Kat Zingano, she has a lot of wear and tear, you know, not just physically but mentally. You know, I feel like her last fight out with Megan Anderson, it was some physical damage there because of the eye injury, but there was a lot of psychological damage there, you know, because Kat Zingano, she built herself up for a big fight, hoping to get back into the thick of things in the UFC, and boom, you know, freak accident happens, you know, a toe to the eye, and, you know, she winds up, you know, out of the fight, and it's a TKO loss. And from there, she's out of the UFC and, you know, kind of rebuilding herself with Bellator. But, you know, even though she's on a new platform, there's still really no guarantee if, you know, that means it's going to be a new cat, you know. So at 38, we're going to see how she can handle a 30-year-old fighter just coming back in the game. Because, you know, Gabby Holloway at the weigh-in, she didn't look out of shape. You know, she looked in pretty good shape. She still looked pretty solid. So I think that Gabby's going to come and bring it. You know, Gabby's never been stopped before. You know, she's 6-5, but, you know, she's been in some wars. She can bang as well. You know, Kat's really going to have to use her wrestling in this fight. You know, I don't think she should really stand with somebody like Gabby Holloway. You know, Kat doesn't really need to use her legs in this fight. At 38, you know, a couple knee injuries, you know, who knows what other kind of injuries, you know. So I think that she definitely want to take this fight to the ground. So really, man, if I had to make a pick, I would say Kat just off of the experience, but anything could happen in this fight. Because you're looking at a 30-year-old Holloway, like I said, that might want to come back and cause an upset. You know, it's still her fight to win. But I'd say Kat by a close decision in this one, you know. And don't be surprised if Gabby pulls off the upset, though. So, yeah, those are my picks for the fights tonight, which are going to be happening in 45 minutes. Or they'll definitely be on by the time I put this episode up. But, yeah, moving to Saturday, UFC Fight Night card. You know, we got four solid women's fights. You know, I'm looking forward to all four of these matchups. And as you know, we have a strawweight headliner, Michelle Waterson versus Angela Hill. You know, so that's big in some ways. But at the same time, a lot of people, they're not feeling that card because they're not really feeling the main event. You know, Michelle Waterson, people, you know, feel like she's out the door. Angela Hill, not too many. She's growing a fan base, but at the same time, still not a lot of people are riding with it like that. So they're still like, oh, this ain't a big main event. But to me, it is. You know, I think it's big for women's MMA and the strawweight division, you know. So it's good to put a main event to the women sometimes, because even some of the men we had on as main events, they didn't put on the best cards all the time, you know. So I think it's cool that, you know, they're getting the headline this card. But I want to start with the prelims. The flyweights, we got Sabina Mazo versus Justine Kish. Both of these fighters, I think their last fight was back in January, of course, in separate bouts. Justine Kish, you know, Justine Kish, she started off as a strawweight in the Tough House, and, you know, she was undefeated, and she suffered her first loss to Felice, you know, outside of the house. So I feel like she's kind of fell off the radar, and, you know, she's slowly kind of rebuilding herself because, you know, she suffered some injuries that kept her out for a while. And, you know, when she came back into the game, you know, it was just a flood of other talent, you know. So she's just been kind of overshadowed, you know, kind of slowly rebuilding herself. So coming back against Sabina Mazo, very dangerous, to me, a very dangerous striker with decent ground game, solid takedown defense, it's going to be a tough fight for it. You know, I feel like Sabina Mazo she uses her reach well. Has some deadly kicks, some very solid, precise striking. So I think this is going to be a good fight. But if I had to pick in this flyweight fight, I'm going to go with Sabina Mazo by unanimous decision. I think that if Justine Kish even tries to take her down, I think she'll be able to reverse it or use her takedown defense and even at times use her body kicks to slow Justine Kish down. So I'm going to go with Sabina Mazo in this fight by unanimous decision. Moving on, second fight. Sajara Eubanks versus Julia Avila in the bantamweight division. This is tough sometimes, you know, whenever a fighter has to keep moving their fight dates around or their opponents keep changing. I'm sure it kind of does something to them, you know, not physically but mentally as far as preparing, because they have to prepare for the different styles of fights that might be coming at them, you know. And at the same time, they have to kind of rebuild their mental game up, especially whenever a fight moves to another week. Because, you know, Sajara Eubank, she was originally supposed to be fighting Macy Chase on last week. And that fight got canceled because Macy had to pull out. Carol Rosa came in. She was supposed to take over as her opponent. Carol Rosa had to pull out. So they moved Sarge to this weekend coming up against Julia Avila. And each opponent they've been feeding her, you know, each potential opponent she was supposed to be facing is a danger, you know. So I'm going to say the same thing for Avila. You know, she definitely has a chance to beat Sarge because Julia, she's a beast. Even her fights in Invicta, you know, she was undefeated in Invicta, except for one fight. Can't really count as a loss, where she had a TKO loss whenever her finger got dislocated, like it was a freak accident. So Julia, you know, she's riding high right now. You know, she wants to make a statement against Eubank. You know, I feel like she can bang. Her ground game is pretty decent. You know, she got some power. She was able to stop Julia Mazzani with one shot. And I feel like, you know, she is that fighter that's going to push Eubank. And Eubank is definitely going to have to come in with on a game. You know, Eubank got boxing skill too, but I feel like sometimes she's too cautious and doesn't let her hands go enough and needs to level up. Even in her fight against Aspen Ladd, her rematch with Aspen Ladd, I felt like she did enough to win that fight, but the judges saw it otherwise, because I feel like they didn't think Sajara Eubank rose to the occasion enough in that fight to try to close the show or put in enough work to dominate Aspen Ladd. So I feel like in this one, Eubank, she's definitely going to have to let her hands go if she wants to bang with Avila, you know, because Julia Avila is going to want to trade at times, and she's definitely going to want to showcase that striking. And when you go back to Betch Coware, how she was able to outslug Sarge Eubank, it'd probably be best for Sarge to take this to the ground. You know, if Sarge takes this fight to the ground and grapples with Julia, I think that would definitely favor her, favor Sarge more so. And I feel like her wrestling is a little bit better than Julia. So, you know, she doesn't want to make it an even fight. Don't bang with it. Don't try to strike with Julia. Just try to take this fight to the ground and use your strength against Julia. So if I had to pick, if I was looking at momentum, I could see Julia Avila pulling the win off in this fight. I could really see that, man. So I'm gonna have to pick Julia in this fight. You know, I feel like if Sarz doesn't come and let her hands go, which I know Julia is gonna do, you know, I think Julia could pull out a decision over Sarz. Sarz is pretty tough, so I don't see Julia stopping her. I think she could pull out a close decision, close but competitive decision over Sarz. Third fight, Roxanne Modafara versus Andrea Lee. As you know, this is a rematch. First fight, Roxanne, she won a few years back. I think it was like a split decision. That was back in Invicta. Going into this one here, man, Roxanne, I think that she'll be able to repeat history again, man. I think she still has a lot of experience and, you know, a lot of skills I think people underestimate. You know, I think a lot of fighters underestimate her right hands at times, and they don't understand that whenever she gets in close, she can land on you, and she can also feint with that right hand and take you down. So for Andrea Lee, I think she's going to really need to keep this fight standing from a distance using her jab. And she's going to have to be physically strong in this fight. She's going to have to do what Lauren Murphy did as far as if they get in the clinch. You know, she's going to have to initiate, you know, she's going to have to press on those clinches. You know, if they get to the fence, she's going to have to press Roxanne back to the fence and really get out and just control the distance, you know, and do what Jennifer Maia did to beat Roxanne, you know, just use her jab. Andrea Lee has a very solid jab, you know, so I think that if Andrea Lee keeps pumping that jab and mixes it up, she could beat Roxanne. But when it comes down to the stamina, Andrea Lee, I could kind of see her slowing down in like half of the second round and in the third round. So if I had to make a pick in this one, I'm going to go with Roxanne by another close decision. I think there's going to be times when Andrea Lee, you know, slows down, like the second and third, gets taken to the ground after outstriking Roxanne in the first round. Like, I see Andrea keeping the jab in Roxanne's face in like the early round, first round, and then maybe like down to the second round, I could see Roxanne closing in with that right hand and taking her down, because, you know, that's where she's going to want to take this fight. She's not going to want to stand and strike with Andrea Lee. So when she gets her to the ground, I think she'll be more dominant in that second and third round. So I'm going to go with Roxanne by decision in this one. I think Roxanne can pull it off again against Andrea Lee. And moving on to the main event, Michelle Waterson versus Angela Hill. You know, this is big. You know, Michelle Waterson gets the headliner card. Angela Hill, you know, she gets, you know, headliner card. She's the first black woman to headline a UFC card. You know, so that's a big respect to her. So, yeah, going into this one, I feel like this is really going to test where Michelle Waterson is to see if she can really put herself back into the top five or top five fighter. And for Angela Hill, you know, this is kind of a reward for, you know, all of the fights she's been, you know, growing it. You know, she's been really impressive. You know, she's been answering those short notice fights. She's been putting on shows, you know, stopping Hannah Cyphers. She's wanting to stay active. You know, like I said, she's always answering that call and fighting on short notice. So she's letting you know that, yo, I'm trying to fight towards something. I'm trying to be a better fighter. And in my opinion, she won every fight this year so far, including the Claudia Gadelha fight. I know she lost that one on the cards, according to the judges, but I feel like Angela Hill showed a lot of improvement in that Claudia Gadelha fight, and she won it. So when you look at this fight here, Michelle Waterson and Angela Hill, I feel like right away, Michelle Waterson, she's not going to want to stand with Angela. You know, Angela's very awkward Muay Thai fighter. You know, she has a – a very solid jab and this overhand right that's very unpredictable timing. You know, she can just like kind of duck her head down and throw it over the top and crack you with it. She can fight in the pocket a little bit. You know, she's been improving on her ground game, her takedown defense. So Angela Hill's been bringing a lot of new tools to the table where Michelle Waterson, she's been in some tough fights. I feel like there's been some wear and tear, you know, even the Joanna fight. I feel like she has some very solid head kicks and some body kicks. But it's really going to come down to timing if she want to stand with Angela Hill. She's going to have to figure out Angela Hill's awkward timing, you know, which I feel like might cost her rounds. So she's going to want to take this fight to the ground. You know, set it up with her jab, you know, throw some of those body kicks and take Angela Hill down. If Angela Hill throws any of those knees, you know, just go straight in for the clinch and take Angela Hill down. Because I feel like once it gets to the ground and she initiates that ground position, I think Michelle Waterson will fare better than Angela Hill on the ground. But like I said, if it stays standing, I think Angela Hill, it's definitely going to benefit her more so, because I think her striking is all around awkward, but at the same time, she has a better punch variety as well. So if I had to pick in this one, it's really tough to say, because even sometime Angela Hill, you know, she has to show up, you know, she really has to level up, you know, because it can kind of be unpredictable sometime whenever she steps up to these higher caliber fights. Same with Michelle Waterson. You know, I think Michelle Waterson, she has moments in fights, but, you know, committing to a whole 3-round fight is kind of tough for some of these ladies sometimes. So if I had to pick, I'm going to go with Angela Hill by a close decision in this one. I'm going to have to go with a close decision. I don't see her stopping Michelle Waterson. But if Michelle Waterson gets it to the ground, I say Michelle Waterson, she could win. Michelle Waterson, she could win this fight by submission. So it's really a 50-50 fight, but I'm going to say Angela Hill could probably pull off a competitive decision in this one, you know, simply outstriking Michelle Waterson. But, yeah, man, very solid weekend of fights. Like I said, just want to go back and let y'all know that, you know, I am keeping up with the fights and that I am going to be tuning in, of course, you know, getting back on course. But, yeah, just want to drop this episode. Like I said, I just did an interview tonight with an Invicta fighter. I'm gonna put that out on Sunday. But yeah, guys, let me know in the comment section who you think is gonna win these fights tonight on Bellator 245, as well as these four fights tomorrow on UFC Fight Night. And I will be back with my post-fight analysis videos for all of these. So, you know, I'll be kind of busy. But yeah, man, like always, just subscribe here to the YouTube channel. You know, thanks to the new subscribers, and subscribe to the Jab Effect YouTube channel. And I'll put all that information up here, guys. But yeah, man, about to go watch these fights. Like always, Combo Breaker 99. I'm out. Subscribe. Peace.